Star 1310, and we welcome our guest, Ricky Dillard. Ricky, how are you?
Brother Ellison, God bless you, sir. How are you today?
Just fine. God bless you also. You are the choir master.
Oh,
Ricky,
I'm honored, man.
Hey, love to see you, man, in concert, because talking about ministering, you really minister, and you have that excitement. How did all this come about, Ricky?
Well, you know, the scripture says, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, and I find so much strength, joy, and excitement in serving and praising God, and as well as being able to give back to God the praise that he is due and deserves. When we came forward with our organization, the New Generation Chorale, we had no clue of what we really were doing. I had no clue as a leader to know exactly all that I was bringing to the stage in the early years. I didn't have a clue about what we were doing. I was just doing what I felt. And I end up taking on the spirit of David as David danced before the Lord when they brought the Ark of the Covenant back from the house of Obed-Edom into the house of the city of David. The Bible says that David danced before the Lord with all his might until he danced out of his clothes. So I took that same spirit, the spirit of David, and as I go before the Lord in ministry, I always want to give the Lord my best in all that I have. So that's where it begins.
You've been around a minute. Keep Living, your 8th CD. What is Living all about?
Keep Living is all about encouraging. Project Keep Living is all about inspiring, encouraging the believer, as well as those who are coming into the fold of the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter what you're going through, the despair, the times of hardship. I know that life deals us at times a very rough hand, and we have to persevere through those areas. But the scripture says, I shall not die, but yet live to declare the works of the Lord. And my project, Keep Living, is to inspire and encourage every believer that if you hang in there with God, the victory is going to be yours. After your suffering, then comes your glory. So if you keep living and not die, you'll be able to hang around to see God's hand work in your life.
How did you come up with the Red Party, that concept?
The Red Party, actually, as I was in prayer and I had been into some studies, we had a song off the project entitled Because of the Blood. And I kind of centered the night around the blood of Jesus, the blood of Christ shed at Calvary. Then I went back to the Ark of the Covenant, which was a view of what was to come in Christ. So the tabernacle leading us to the real sacrifices, because as you know, in the Mosaic day, they would bring sacrifices to the Ark of the Covenant where the high priest would, but they would oftentimes make atonement for the people's sin once a year. He could only go into the tabernacle. So when we look at the deliverance of Israel walking into the promises of God to the new day when Christ would give his son as the ultimate sacrifice, that's how we came up with the Red Party, that the kingdom of God will celebrate and represent in our attire what Christ did for us at Calvary.
Our guest is Ricky Dillard, the choir master. God is Great is one of those driving church songs. Tell us about it.
God is Great is a tune that I had even during the seventh episode project. John Lakin, who is the writer, had given me some music, and I had that song for some years and was trying to figure out where we would use it. So we decided to hold until the Keep Living project, and I thought it was a great introduction to the opening of the project. I thought it was a great single for the first single to be released to you guys at radio to introduce to the world. So God is Great happens to be a very fun and encouraging tune, and it also speaks of the greatness of our God, as he has done so many marvelous and wonderful things for men and women all over the world in the lives of the believers, and even those who don't know him and don't believe him. He is still allowing the just to be blessed as well as the unjust. So the unjust is blessed as well as the just.
Okay. All right. Now, you dropped in your new single, He Turned It. What is He Turned It all about?
He Turned It is about the Keep Living process. The Keep Living process is even as Job was was afflicted and stripped down to just about nothing. But it was God coming and turning the captivity of Job after enduring all of these things and enduring hardships and going through the pain of life. God turned around and told the devil he couldn't touch Job's soul, but, you know, he can do something to him because Job wouldn't curse God and die. So what the turnaround tune is concerning those who are in the same place as a Job experience, that whatever the devil meant for bad and for evil, God is getting ready to intervene and turn it around, and not only turn it around, but he's going to turn it around in your favor.
You have Karen Clark cheered on the song "The Sweetest Name." How did that come about, Ricky?
Spontaneous, very spontaneous. The night of the session, Karen and the sisters came by to visit and celebrate with us. And as we were singing the song and we had ended the first half of the song, I looked down in the audience and some of my constituents at Light Records looked at me, and we looked at Karen, and I was like, let me pass this mic to Karen Clark here just to get her input on how she reverences and loves the name of Jesus. And as you can hear what was done on the project, how melodious and skillful that she came to the mic, never heard the song, never hearing it before the night of, got on the mic as a professional in the spirit of excellence and delivered such an overwhelming performance in the song that she was given to sing.